This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digley, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. Hey guys, this is my weekly word. Today is Wednesday, August 4th, the first full week of August. How fast has this summer season gone? It's actually kind of depressing. Just think, in just a few weeks, we're going to be back to school, back to our normal office hours at work, back to the normal hustle and bustle and grind of our daily lives without summer. So the first thing I want to tell you before I share my weekly word message is this. Whatever you do over the next few weeks, please enjoy this summer season. Enjoy the warm weather. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the beach. Because when it's gone, it's going to be gone for a long time and we're all going to miss it. So please, whatever you do, enjoy these last few weeks of summer. Now, my weekly word message has been inspired by my recent experience coaching my 14U Zone Redhawks travel baseball team. It was not only an awesome experience, it was quite the surprise for me for many, many reasons. I had the great privilege and opportunity to coach a great team, a great group of boys, a great set of parents. And my experience coaching them reminded me of something that I need to implement in my life. You know, I'm sure I'm not the only person that wakes up every single day trying to be better today than I was yesterday. I'm always trying to be a better husband, a better father. I'm trying to learn more and be a better professional in my career. And when I'm out on the baseball field, I'm trying my best to be the best possible coach I could be. I'm always trying to grow. But because none of us are perfect, including myself, you come up short from time to time. But what I've realized is when I come up short of my goals, when I come up short of trying to accomplish something, a lot of times I've realized it's not because I'm not smart enough. It's not because I'm not good enough or don't have the skill to accomplish it. A lot of times it's because of what I'm telling myself in here or what I feel in here. So what my boys from my 14U Zone Redhawk travel team really did teach me this summer and inspired me to start to implement and remind myself of is you have to believe that you're better than what you've been. That's right. You have to believe that you're better than what you've been. You see, when I first agreed to take over our 14U travel team in the beginning to middle of May, where I would take over the summer season starting Memorial Day weekend all the way until our last game this past Monday, I was excited to get back into the coaching role and to be a head coach of a team and to be able, you know, to really put my fingerprints and footprints on the personality and strategy of this team. But before I even stepped foot in uniform on the field with these boys, I had heard a couple of things about the team, and there was a common thread about what I was hearing about the team that, you know, Ray, you're going to have a lot of patience. You know, this may not be the most talented roster. They haven't really performed that well so far in the spring season. We're not quite sure, you know, what you should expect from their performance this season. Basically, there was a lot of concern about how good this team was going to be. So, you know, I took that as a personal challenge. You know, it was an opportunity for me to really, really work hard and inspire these boys to be better than what they've been. So on our first practice, in one of our first workouts, I said to them, we are going to be a championship caliber team. We are going to compete every single day. We are going to play a hard 7 innings, and we are going to make sure that we give it our all every pitch and every play. And I think from that first practice, from that first talk, the boys bought into the fact that they are better than what they've been. And throughout the course of the season, they proved to me that they were. You see, we had 8-9 weeks worth of baseball, and there wasn't a week, a weekend, or tournament where we actually didn't compete for a championship. Now, I'm not here to tell you that we won a championship every single weekend, or that we were the best team in every single tournament, because that wasn't true. But we did compete for that championship game. In almost every single tournament and every single weekend, we got to a semifinal or championship game. We put ourselves in a position to win every single week. And to be quite honest with you, it wasn't because there was a huge talent shift on the team. Yeah, we did add some talented players for the summer season. But I really, truly believe that the biggest change, the biggest ingredient to their formula of success this summer was they actually believed that they were better than what they've been. And just spending that time with them for 8, 9, 10 weeks and seeing them progress, seeing them make all those strides reminded me that, you know, it doesn't just apply to a 14U travel baseball team. It applies to me and it applies to you. You know, if there's a goal you want to accomplish after this summer season, when you get back to the classroom, when you get back to the office, if there's something that you really want to make happen, before you work hard at it, before you study, before the strategy, before you actually go out and perform, the first thing you have to do is believe that you are better than what you've been. That is the biggest ingredient. You know, just because you lost before doesn't mean you're going to lose again. Just because you failed before doesn't mean you're not going to be successful. You know, that's where I've been guilty a lot of times in my life. Maybe I got my butt kicked trying to do something once, and then I actually am scared to try it again because I think I'm going to get my butt kicked again. And that's not true. You know, when you believe that you are better than what you've been, you put yourself in a position to actually start to perform at a higher level. So this past summer, who would have thought that my 14U travel baseball team, those boys that went out there and played a hard 7 innings almost every single game, taught me a valuable lesson in life. That you have to believe that you are better than what you've been if you want to take your game, take your work, take anything to the next level. So just remember, as you close out this summer season, as you start to get closer and heading back into the classroom, as you get back to your normal work hours in the office, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in this fourth quarter that is coming up on us quickly, just remember, it doesn't matter if you lost before, it doesn't matter if you struggled in the first half, it doesn't matter if you didn't accomplish all the things that you wanted to up to this point. What matters is, do you believe in your heart and in your soul that you are better than what you've been? And if you do, that's the first step. And I realized that again after a very long time. And I want to thank my 14U Zone Red Hawks travel baseball team for reminding me just that. So as I head into the end of the summer and as I head into the fall season and the fourth quarter, I'm going to remind myself that I am better than what I've been. And I do have the skill set and the work ethic and, you know, the tenacity to accomplish more in the future than I have in the past. It all starts here. And it lives in here. So remember, you have to believe that you've been better than what you've been. That was my weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 1, 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single week. Now until next week, you know what you gotta do. Go on, get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dream.